welcome to the Internet Banking Support Service. To reset your security details, please press 1. For all other inquiries, press 2.
Banking by telephone is hardly new, but it's not so much old-fashioned phones that have caused the bank's problems as computers. They've allowed criminals to do from home what they used to do with a mask and a sawn-off shotgun. So now that telephony is moving onto the net, should we be worried?
The real problem with VoIP is that it means that the telephone system is now going to be as secure as the internet.
In other words, yes, very worried. The Grug, as he styles himself, is a leading security expert specializing in internet telephony, or VoIP as it's often called.
What I expect we're going to be seeing in a few months, and what's already technically possible, is for an attacker to gain access to a call center.
Because internet telephony is software-based, it's vulnerable to hacking, and it offers a way in for attackers with potentially serious consequences.
An attacker would be able to break into the call center. He could then set up a server which would monitor all of the traffic. And during the hold music, it would be possible for an attacker to inject content, such as, in order for us to better serve you, please enter your account number and PIN code.
When I caught up with the Grug, he was in Malaysia for the Hack in the Box security conference, where he both gave a keynote speech and held training sessions for security professionals.
In my training class, I actually have several guys from banks who are freaking out because they'd showed up hoping to learn how they could secure VoIP and deploy VoIP internally within their own infrastructures. And they've learned that, but they've also found out that that's not going to be enough. They need to make sure that everywhere, everyone who has a VoIP system that's connected to the internet is secure. Otherwise, the entire system falls apart. It's basically a house of cards.